Welcome back to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and this week we're going to be talking about a question my dad asked me first thing when I get home from school. What was the best part about your day?
Any idea why I asked you that?
So it's not just, how was your day? And then I said, okay, and that's the end of a conversation, mm-hmm. So we can actually talk about my day.
So a few things recently, what's been going on?
So there's multiple classes I really love, but that have been especially great recently, like art. In art, we finished a bridge project last week, and it was you had a theme. Mine was seasons, and you had to make a theme.
Okay, we've gone through this before. It's not you had to do this.
I had to. Yes, okay. Sorry. I had to make.
And this goes for your writing also,
yes.
Instead of the you.
I had to make a seasons bridge. And so it was 3D, and I incorporated, it was 3D, yeah, stood. It was really cool. I used a lot of materials. It was really fun.
I didn't see that. Okay. When will I see it, you think?
I don't know.
Will you bring it home?
Maybe.
And what materials did you use?
Actually, you can come to school, and it's displayed right in front of the cafeteria.
Right now?
Yeah. So, you could take it to school one day and see it.
Okay.
But that's really, I don't know if I'll bring it home.
What materials did you use?
What materials? Okay. It was a styrofoam board, kind of.
Okay.
So I used styrofoam, pipe cleaners, art straws.
What are art straws?
They're like paper straws that are colored.
Okay.
That's at least what they're called. Mark Posca pens. Pom poms.
Cool. And you did the Brooklyn Bridge, you said?
Paint. It was based off the Brooklyn Bridge.
Cool. All right, well, that's fun. And how often do you have art?
I have art 2 times a week.
When I was in sixth grade, we had art. I don't know how often we had it, but we didn't have an art room, and so we had art on a cart. And so Mr. Shelton, who was the art teacher, and he was very enthusiastic, great guy, he would push his cart into our room. That's what we had. Oh, and we also used to have music on a cart. Band, we would go into a different room when you played an instrument, but we'd have music on a cart, and they'd bring in the music, and we'd sit in whatever our classroom was, and that's how we had art.
Music.
I mean music, yeah. And art, yeah.
Because I guess for me, I take chorus, so I just go in a room and we don't really need anything.
Right, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and another great thing, or not great, it's just good.
Yeah, one of your favorite things, yeah.
Best
parts about your day.
Hockey, I don't usually like, but we've been playing hockey, and we haven't been playing on a puck. We've been playing kind of like with a wiffle ball.
Okay, makes more sense, yeah.
Yeah, but it's been really fun. And I've been very engaged in it.
What kind of sticks do you have?
I don't know.
Like, are they plastic on the end with wood handles?
No, they're all plastic.
Okay, all plastic. Okay. Because if
I don't know.
When we were in elementary school to start, we would have to have probably plastic handles and then these. We had styrofoam. On the styrofoam blades, so that you didn't hurt anybody.
True.
But then,
I guess sixth grade was middle school for you.
No,
elementary school.
Yeah, so I guess in middle school, yeah, then we had the other ones. But I was, I'm glad you say this because, one, I haven't heard you talk about this part yet. Because you did when you said, oh, but we have hockey in gym and I'm not gonna like it. I'll give it a chance.
Yeah.
So what were your fears going in? Like, why did
I
you say?
I wasn't fearful.
Okay, so why did you say I'm not going to like it?
Well, because we did it last year. I didn't like it.
Why?
Because I wasn't engaged and my back hurt the whole time.
Okay.
And this year I'm more engaged in it. And I think our class is very competitive.
Okay.
Even more than last year. So it makes it more fun.
I would like to play in floor hockey. I was always wary of the people around me holding the stick up too high.
And then you go in the penalty box if you high sticking.
I know you go get a penalty for it, but someone could still get hurt.
Oh. So everyone in our class does a pretty good job.
Oh, that's good.
No one, like, slap drops.
That's great. So,
at least so far.
No, that's great.
No, that's good.
That's great.
Yeah.
So what do you do? You play, do drills, or you just play games all the time?
So we always do a warm-up game, whatever that may be. And then it's drills. And then last class we played a full court game. But to start, you always play half court games. We always play half court games.
So how many people are on the floor for full court games?
Good question. We just subbed last time, actually.
Is it 5 on a side?
Six.
Six on the side? Plus a goalie?
No, it's 8. Four. It's 4.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't.
8 seems like a lot.
8 is a lot.
Yeah. So full court.
I think it's 5.
Full court, 5 it's on the side, plus a goalie? Or do you have a goalie or not?
Yeah, it's 5 because we have 16 kids.
Okay.
Or that day, we did.
Do you have positions?
It's whatever right now. Okay. If there's a goalie and then, like, offense and defense. Mm-hmm. Like, our team assigned offense, defense, and a goalie.
You have a favorite position?
No, because I only play defense.
Okay. And so then you like defense.
I'm also afraid of getting hit in the face as goalie, and I don't think I do a very good job. Because a lot of times the ball go up, because some people in a class like to hit it up with the stick.
Yeah, right. You lift it a little bit, sure.
I.
You don't wear a mask?
No.
Oh.
So, you know, I just don't.
Understandable.
I just don't want to be in the goalie box.
In the crease, you mean?
Crease.
Does the goalie have a glove?
No, you have a stick.
Well, I know, but in hockey, the goalie has a stick and then a blocker pad here and then a glove.
We're playing 6th grade 4 hockey.
I understand.
It's not that intense.
Okay.
It's competitive, but not intense.
Interesting. Continue.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you before I continue. Sure. What's one of your favorite parts of your day?
Right now, my favorite parts of my day are oftentimes the development part. So when I get to work with an individual athlete or another broadcaster or host or reporter, or play-by-play person, and watching film and talking about specific instances, that's the best part about my day.
Nice.
I love that.
Another good part about my day, I'll go to a more academic subject, is Spanish. We have a big... Yeah, it's a big presentation coming up tomorrow for Latinx Heritage Month. And I've been practicing a lot with my friend. We've been going back and forth with our scripts with each other. And it's been really fun because we get to work individually. And I think it was just a little break because we had a few tests and quizzes. Mm-hmm. So that was a nice class that we had.
What do you have to do in your presentation?
So I have a slideshow. And then I say a paragraph after.
And you have to memorize the paragraph?
Yeah. It's all about Sofia Vergara.
Okay. Are you going to practice it at home? I have not heard this.
Oh, well, it's tomorrow. I mean, I practice the time.
Okay, as long as you feel good.
Yeah.
Great. All right. I don't... Spanish... I don't remember any of my Spanish projects.
Well, every year we have to do a Latinx Heritage Month, at least in middle school.
Okay. We started taking Spanish in 7th grade. We started middle school. I don't remember...
That's New York City schools too.
I just don't remember any of my projects.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure you did plenty.
I had great teachers though. Senora Shapiro, Mr. Black, two of my favorites. Continue.
Nice.
What else?
Okay. what was I talking about?
Yeah, Spanish.
I have a new one. This also kind of relates to Spanish. In drama, we're doing a language project right now. And so we have a whole skit in Spanish, and it was really fun. His last class, one of the girls was absent, so my friend had to play two roles, and it was hilarious.
Are all the skits in Spanish or different languages?
It's whatever language you take. There's 2 Spanish skits, 2 French, 1 Arabic, 1 Mandarin. Well, the 1 French, and then 1 French/academic workshop, so French/English.
So you mentioned 4 things so far, and can I guess correctly that your 5th one is science?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's this past week when we would ask you what's your favorite part, science was coming up a lot. So what's so great about it?
So this year, I think we're at a, I don't remember what unit we're in, But we've been doing a lot of experiments, and right now we were learning about how New York filters their water, and then also natural filtration, and the water under, it's called an aquifer. Mexico City has a big one under them, and that's how they get most of their water. So we've been trying to filter water, so we take dirty water, and we make models and try to filter it. And so far, it's been really fun, and ours is working slowly.
Well, aside from fun, what?
It's been really informational.
It has been?
Yeah, I learned a lot.
So what have you, in terms of trial and error, what have you been doing?
We once tried one with just rock, what's it called? Dirt, rock, dirt. We tried one with rock, sand, dirt, rock, sand, just rocks. And so far the rock, I think it was pebbles, but rock. Oh, it was rock, sand, dirt worked pretty well because it kind of mimics the earth a little bit.
And then how do you determine?
And we put a lot of mesh at the bottom.
Okay.
So if there's clumps of dirt, it'll hold it.
Oh. So what if you just use the mesh? Wouldn't that just take care of everything?
Well, no, because there's still water that's dissolved, like the dirt's still dissolved in it. It would still be like that brown color.
Oh. So then how do you determine? You just by like looking at the eye test, you determine which one has...
Clear. Like, well, you can obviously tell.
Okay. Yeah. That's neat.
That's a really fun experiment.
Yeah, that's neat. So you've seen of life science a bit more this year. Well, you liked it in the past too, but what do you like what do you like so much about just science and maybe your science teacher in general?
Year? Well, my science teacher is a really great teacher. I think we talked about her last class. Maybe. Not last class.
I don't know.
I don't know. We talked about her at some point. Where she like really encourages deep thinking and deep thought. And I had her last year too, but I think I appreciate it more this year. I appreciate her and this class more this year. I really like the experiments we've been doing, and I think I've been paying a lot more attention.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Okay, so now you've got a book over there?
I do have a book.
Well, this book looks
like it's been... Keeper Lawson's flashback.
Beat up a little bit.
It's fine. I don't recommend it. How long
you don't
is this?
Recommend this
no,
book?
No, no, no. I don't recommend it for any... I was going to say an age. How many pages is this? This is about 850 pages. And you have to read the whole series first. I love this book. I actually finished it about 30 minutes ago.
And this is the most recent book
in
the series?
No, this is book 7. There's, I think, 5 more books.
Okay.
Oh, and you have read... Maybe 3. This is book 7, and there's 8, and then 8.5, and then 9, and then I don't remember the rest, if there's more or not. So, Keeper Lawson's flashback, it's a very deep book, as you can see, and it really talks about, there's a lot of questions that get answered, there's a lot of drama in this book, and it kind of the revolution a little bit from book 6. It's
the what?
I guess, not like a revolution, but it tells more. It really explains some stuff from book 6. It's kind of a continuation, definitely. And it leaves you off with a great cliffhanger.
Cool.
Which I love.
Shannon Messenger.
Oh, Shannon Messenger.
Why is it all beat up?
Because when I am done reading at night, I put it in my bed and I probably roll over it at some point. Mm. Because I thought, and I kick it or something because I'm not the... tightest sleeper.
What if after you finish reading in bed at night, you put the book on the floor?
I could do that.
Not a bad idea.
No.
Yeah. That would eliminate the bed library.
Yeah.
You just put the book on the floor and then put it on your shelf.
Yeah. I could do that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad there have been so many things that you've enjoyed. And even if you're having a tough day, there's always got to be something good about the day. So then we always lead with, all right, Let's get the best thing out first or a good thing out first, and then we can discuss the rest.
Yeah.
All right. I love you.
Love you.